Military chaff is comprised of hair-like pieces of silica coated with aluminum, packed in canisters and shot out of airplanes to protect them from radar-guided missiles. Volkfield spokesperson Major Brendan Smith says chaff hasn't officially been used for 10 years in airspace controlled by the Wisconsin Air National Guard, though there have been infrequent drops over the Harwood bombing range and an accidental drop in June. Smith says chaff training is important to protect military personnel in flight.
The first time that they use these types of training aids shouldn't be when they're actually in combat.
The military just completed an environmental assessment finding no significant impact. The Department of Natural Resources had input. Environmental Impact Coordinator Tom Lovejoy says they tend to agree with the assessment. Still, it's difficult to predict where chaff will land.
What we suggested was, rather than trying to predict what the fallout rates might be and what, for instance, the ultimate level of contamination might be over a given area, let's go out there and measure it.
Major Smith says the Air National Guard uses test wells to monitor sensitive areas around the Harwood Range. Critics like Patricia Conway with the Coalition for Peaceful Skies are concerned. Conway says the military has developed biodegradable chaff.
What I think they're doing is using up the old chaff that is no longer being used by the Air Force. They're using a more biodegradable chaff in the Air Force, and I object to the fact that they just give Wisconsin the hand-me-down chaff that's aluminum-coated and that is in question whether or not it's detrimental to human health and the environment.
Conway says they'd like a full environmental impact study on chaff rather than the in-house one done by the military. Major Smith says they hope to begin using chaff in the next 6 months after working out agreements with the Federal Aviation Administration at local airports. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.